Paula, and I'm from England, and I'm 27 years old. I just want to talk about the Eucharist and just how wonderful it is. There's never been a time in my life where I really understood who or what God is. And I was brought up Catholic, and I went to Catholic school, and my parents taught me all about how Jesus loves you, and I know all the stories of Noah's Ark and, you know, Abraham and Moses. But even when you learn about the story of Jesus' birth and the wise men and the shepherds, you never really understand fully in your heart who or what God is. And it came to a point in my life when I was at university where I'd stopped going to Mass and stopped really practicing my faith because, well, I didn't really feel it. And then I'd hit rock bottom and then found my faith again through scripture. But this really became alive when I went to church one day. And it's not that Mass made sense or that I was overwhelmed by the people or the candles or the music. It's just I went in and I just felt God present in the Eucharist. And I would just go in and I would just feel Him there. And there's never been a time in my life where I've felt Him more present than in the Eucharist. And I mean, at that time I really didn't understand that that's the real body of Christ. But it's true, it's his real body, and His presence is just... It's like another person just there. It's very difficult to think that's a bit of bread up there on the altar. But it's actually His body, His physical body, just like you and me, just as sure as we're alive, He's alive there on the altar. And to really feel Him present, to really feel Him inside you, like just like as though He's a real person and really feeling you, there's never really been a time that you can truly... completely experiences that as when you're really in front of Him. So the wonderful thing of the Eucharist is that even though you might not know Jesus, you might not know who He is or where He's from, being in front of Him, you can be sure that that's Him that's there. And there's something really wonderful about the connection that he can have with you when you're there in front of Him. It's kind of like being in the room with the person that you love. Or just being in the room with the person that you hate, you're ever present, that they're right there in front of you. And I guess throughout my life, my relationship with Jesus in the Eucharist has just grown stronger and stronger simply through being with Him in adoration. That's my experience, but I've also seen it for other people, where we've invited people into the church of any denomination of faith, maybe not even of any faith, a random person off the street, to just come in and to meet Him. And of course everyone's skeptical at first, but you go in and there's something, you can see it in them, there's something there that they just kind of, they grasp deep inside them. It just makes it ever more real knowing that, you know, we were made for God and God made us. And that it doesn't come to any more of a head than it does in meeting Him in the Eucharist, and meeting Him in adoration. It's a wonderful thing. And I think for anyone who hasn't met Jesus, here's the way to meet Him. I want you to stay close to me. To be faithful.